I'm Allison Ox. You're listening to The Things They Ask, the show where we look at questions asked by kids and young adults, and this social worker's best answer to them. Today I have an anonymous question from a 15-year-old. What is even love? Oh, you are taking my breath away. What a beautiful question, which I wish I had an hour to answer. At 15, you will know storge, or familiar love. This is the love you feel for your parents, and they feel for you. Storge feels natural. Parents feel it automatically when a child is born, and it is also common to feel this kind of love for childhood and best friends. It is built on acceptance and deep emotional connection, often through shared experiences. I kind of wonder at age 15 if you might be asking me about romantic love or Eros. You might have a crush on someone at school, and that 15-year-old heart of yours might have recently been racing. This is a different kind of love altogether. Let me explain. When you like someone, you might simply have a crush, which is being infatuated with someone, but you might be dating and even falling in love. I love the German word for this, which is called verliebt sein. This means a feeling of having butterflies in your stomach. It's when you think of this person constantly and you just can't wait to see them. It's a great feeling, but it should not be confused with love. When we love someone, it becomes a choice. We are in love, but we take it a step further. We decide to emotionally be there for the other person, to care, and also to commit to them on a much deeper level. When I was a student at university, I had a psychology professor who gave a class on love. I will never forget this class, and trust me, it was a long time ago. We went through all the different forms of love. We debated. We laughed. We talked about how we loved our parents even when we were hurt by them. Then we talked about marriage and romantic relationships. He told us that being in love, you know, the feeling you have when you have butterflies in your stomach and you can't stop thinking about somebody, well, he said this isn't sustainable nonstop. I mean, after all, we do have jobs, responsibility. We do have jobs, responsibilities, and some of us have kids. He said that sometimes life catches up and we forget to fall in love over and over again with our partner. His suggestion was that we all need to fall in love from time to time with the person we already love to keep things alive. He reminded us that we also need to accept the moments that are possibly less exciting. This didn't mean love was gone. It was just a stage. When he talked about this, I could see my parents, and I understood. They are now in their 80s, and they keep falling in love, and it is beautiful to watch. Movies and pop culture confuse us sometimes, especially rom-coms. We think it's all butterflies, but in reality, the majority of the time, it is a commitment to be there for one another. I wish you luck in your relationships, and I would like to ask you to talk to your parents and grandparents about love. Sometimes we adults forget that you are watching us, and our actions might confuse you. Children and teens sometimes wonder about divorce or breakups, and if love even exists. Thank you for asking. You might have inspired some romance somewhere tonight. This is The Things They Ask. Questions can be sent to studio@worldradio.ch. You can ask us to leave out names if you'd like, but please do tell us how old you are. Listen to WRS or check to see if I've already answered your question at worldradio.ch/thethingstheyask. I'm Allison Ox.